弟兄姐妹，主里平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
愿这首诗歌的副歌能够深印在我们心里。
May the frame will be imprint in our hearts.
基督磐石，我所稳踏。
And then Christ is the solid rock I stand.
其他地位都是流沙。
All others are sinking sand.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹来交通关于教会建造的根基。
I would like to share about the foundation of building of a church.
请我们先一同打开圣经，翻到以斯拉记。
Let's read scripture, the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记是旧约的一卷历史书。
From the old history book in the Old Testament.
它是在被掳之后。恢复神恢复的历史书。
And then this is the history of the recovery after the Israelites of their captivities.
我们要从以斯拉记第三章第六节读到第十三节。
And Ezra chapter 3 verse 6 to 13.
以斯拉记我先用中文读，再请姐妹用英文读。以斯拉记第三章第六节。从七月初一日起，他们就向耶和华献燔祭，但耶和华殿的根基尚未立定。他们又将银子给石匠、木匠，把粮食、酒、油给西顿人、推罗人，使他们将香柏树从利巴嫩运到海里，福海运到约帕，是照波斯王古列所允准的。百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿的地方。第二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、约萨达的儿子耶稣雅和其余的弟兄是祭司、利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造，又派利未人从二十岁以外的督理建造耶和华殿的工作。于是犹大的后裔，就是耶稣雅和他的子孙与弟兄贾灭和他的子孙、利未人希拿达的子孙与弟兄都一同起来督理那在神殿做工的人。匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司皆穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，赞美称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过这老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭，也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
Ezra chapter 3 verse 6 to 13.On the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, though the foundation of the Lord's temple has not yet been laid. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters, and gave food and drink and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre, so that they would bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa, as authorized by Cyrus, king of Persia.In the second month of the second year, after their arrival at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, and the rest of the people, the priests and the Levites, and all have returned from the captivity to Jerusalem, began the work. They appointed the 20 years old and older to supervise to build of the house of the Lord, Joshua and his sons and brothers and Kadmiel and Kadmiel and his son, descendant and Jodaviah, and the sons of Hanadad and their sons and brothers, all Levites, joined together in supervising those work on the house of the Lord, a house of God. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpet, and the Levite, son of Asaph, with cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord.And prescribed it by the David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord. He is good. His love towards Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord, because of the foundation of the house was laid, of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads, who had been seeing the former temple, wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of the joy for the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise and the sound was heard far away.
我们接下来读哥林多前书第二章。
And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章第二节。
Verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 11.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
请我们再翻回到旧约的以赛亚书。
In the Old Testament book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第二十八章。
Verse 28.
我们要读第十六节。
Verse 10.
以赛亚书二十八章第十六节，所以主耶和华如此说：看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God: Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation.A tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
最后一处我们要读哥罗西书。
Lastly, Book of Colossians.
新约圣经哥罗西书第二章，我们从第六节读到第七节的前半。
New Testament, Colossians, chapter 2, verse 6, and the first half of verse 7.
你们既然接受基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在里面生根建造。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith.
让我们再一起低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，因为你说你要把你的教会建造在这磐石上，
Lord,
是阴间的权势不能胜过它。
And the Lord, you said you will build up your church on the solid rock, and the power of Hades will not overcome it.
主，感谢你，我们今天能够成为你手中的工作。
Lord, we thank you, and today we become the work of your hands.
是你所建造的房屋。
And we are the house that you build.
主，感谢你把我们放在这稳固的磐石上。
And the Lord, we thank you to put it on this solid rock.
主，你还要来建造我们。
And then you will build us up.
主，要成为你的居所。
And then become your dwelling place.
成为你荣耀的见证。
And becomes your glorious testimony.
主，早晨你再将你的心意来向我们说明。
Reveal your heart desire to us this morning.
像您向教会所说，凡有的都应当听。
May we all have ears will listen that the Holy Spirit speaks.
我们仰望你的恩典来扶持我们。
We look upon your grace and then establish us.
来帮助我们。
Help us.
叫我们能够与你同工。
So that we can work with you.
建造你心意中荣耀的教会。
And then to build up the glorious church that is your heart desire.
我们愿你的心意得着成就。
And then we may your will be accomplished.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
And then we pray in the victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在以斯拉记的时候，神呼召他的百姓从被掳的巴比伦之地归回到耶路撒冷。
In book of Ezra, and God called his people return to Jerusalem from the captivity.
神要他们回到耶路撒冷，在神的心意里头来建造圣殿。
And God wants them to return to Jerusalem, and then in God's heart desire to build God's temple.
因此，神激动古列王的心，下诏。
So God and the part of Cyrus.
在你们中间，凡做他子民的，都可以到犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷从为耶和华神建造他的殿。
He say, among you, all of his people may His God be with you, and let them go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build up the house of the Lord of Israel.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是神的子民？
Are we people of God?
我们愿不愿意答应神的呼召？
Are we willing?
回到他的心意里头来建造他的教会？
Are we willing to answer his call and then to build up his church?
弟兄姐妹，今天这个呼召乃是向着每一个属神的子民。
His calling is to every single of a child of God.
为什么神要他的百姓回到耶路撒冷来重建圣殿呢？
Why God wants his people go return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple?
神今天为什么要我们回到他的心意里头来与他同工来建造他的教会？
And then why wants us to return his heart desire and then be co-worker with him and build up his church?
原因是神喜悦与人同住。
The reason is God is pleased to dwell with people.
无论是旧约的会幕或是圣殿。
No matter in the Old Testament and the tabernacle or temple.
都说出了神喜悦与人同住的心意。
And then it's all speak out his heart desire that he is well pleased to dwell among people.
到了日期满足的时候。
At the time, when time comes.
在马太福音第一章里让我们看见神的使者就像约瑟显现。
In Matthew chapter 1, we will see God's messenger, angel, show to Joseph.
当使者向约瑟说话的时候，他提到了先知以赛亚所说过的预言。
When angel appeared to Joseph, he mentioned a prophecy, from Isaiah.
必有童女怀孕生子，要给他起名，人要称他名为以马内利。内利翻出来就是神与人在。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
这也就是在约翰福音第一章里头所告诉我们。
This is what John chapter 1 tells us.
神差遣他的爱子道成肉身来到世间。
God sent his only begotten son come to the world.
住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
He dwells among us and full of grace and truth.
所以神就借着拿撒勒人耶稣的肉身来与人同住。
And then so through Jesus the Nazareth and the God dwells among us.
早晨也有弟兄姐妹的祷告，让我们看见父怀里的独生子就将父表明出来。
And then from the prayers this morning, and then we know the Son of God in the bosom of Lord of God and revealed.God to us.
然而神的心意还不仅如
But God's heart desire is not only stop here.
神还借着他的爱子我主耶稣基督在十字架上救恩。
And then through his begotten son and the Lord Jesus and then accomplish his salvation.
借着这个救恩神得着一个穿越时空宇宙性的身体。
Through his salvation, God received a body which is universal.
就是
beyond surpasses time and space.
就是以弗所书第一章所告诉我们的，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
This is what Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. Church is his body. It's the fullness of him, and then for it fills everything in every way.
也可以翻译成说是那充满万有者的丰满。
In another word, it's the fullness of who.Fills everything in every way.
所以教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
它是神丰满同在的一个见证。
And it's the testimony of God's fullness who's a presence among his church.
或者说是神丰满同在的彰显。
Or it's, you can say, manifestation of God's presence ofness.
所以今天神可以借着这一个的教会，他可以在任何时空里头能够与人同住。
And through this universal church, at anywhere, and God will dwell among people.
而且同住到永远。
And then he will dwell with us forever.
所以我们看见这是神当初呼召他百姓回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿的心意。
And this is the heart desire and why God called his people return to Jerusalem and rebuild his church, I mean his temple.
这也是今天神呼召我们属他的百姓回到他心意里头来建造他教会的那个目的。
And this is also the purpose that God called us to build up his church.
当神的百姓回到耶路撒冷之后，他们做的第一件事情就是在原有的根基上来恢复那个祭坛。
The first thing that the people return to Jerusalem is they rebuild the altar.
上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到这祭坛的根基就是基督的十字架。
Last time I shared that the foundation of this altar is Jesus Christ.
我们说到需要在这基督的十字架的根基上我们来献祭。
And then we know based on cross of the Christ, the cross, and then we will consecrate ourselves to it.
是因着基督的爱激励我们。
Because his love constrains us.
叫我们愿意将自己当作活祭来献给神。
So we are willing to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
并且天天的更新我们的奉献。
And then we renew our consecration.
也就是过一个背十字架跟从主的生活。
That is to live a life that is to pick up our cross and follow him.
我们也需要在这十字架的根基上面来侍奉神。
And then we need to serve him based on this foundation.
那就是不是照我们的意思，乃是照神的意思。
That is not according to our will, but the will of God.
也不是凭着我们天然的能力。
It is not according to our natural abilities.
乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
And but all things will be done according to the Spirit.
十字架是祭坛根基的意义。
So now the cross is the true meaning of the altar.The foundation of the altar.
神非常注重这根基的问题。
And then God paid special attention of this foundation.
神做所有的事情都是在一个根基上面来做成的。
And all things that God does is based on this foundation.
所以教会的建造，神也非常注重这个根基。
And then God emphasized the building of the church is on this.Foundation.
这个根基必须是神看为对的。
And then this foundation must be right in the eyes of God.
这根基必须是稳固不动摇的。
This foundation must be solid and will not be shaken.
这个根基必须是经得起考验，经得起震动的。
This foundation must be tested and then it will be passed shaken.
刚刚胡元弟兄已经和我们分享到很多的根基都是经不起震动，经不起考验。
And then our brother Hu Yuan just shared with us, so many foundations are not tested and then pass the shaking test.
他已经说了很多那可以震动的根基。
He already mentioned many shakeable foundations.
其实还有一个我们常常以为稳固的根基呢也是不牢靠的。
There's another foundation that we think is solid, actually, we cannot depend on it.
就是我们的健康。
That is our health.
很多时候我们觉得我们这留得青山在，不怕没柴烧。
Sometimes we think if we have a good health, and then we can do things later.
最近在新南区，弟兄姐妹一直为着一位年长的，不是年长弟兄，一位弟兄在祷告。
And then in the West office, we recently we pray for a brother.
可能有些弟兄姐妹认识王硕勇弟兄。
And probably some of you know brother Wang.
王弟兄呢？他我们在礼拜四早晨在新南区的年长聚会里头，他一直都是很忠心的服侍年长的弟兄姐妹。
And then our brother is faithfully served senior brothers in our Thursday morning service.
Thursday morning. 虽然他自己年长，但是呢，他在我们当中他是身体是很健壮的。
And then even though he's not young, but he's strong.
像今天这种天气我们都穿这样子。他呢穿着短袖短裤的。
And then if he's so strong like the weather like today, he will just wear shorts and then short sleeve shirt.
他虽然70多岁，他每天都还是有在锻炼他的身体。
Even he's more than 70, but he does exercise every day.
他几个月前回到台湾去探亲。
A couple of months ago, he went to Taiwan to visit his family.
就在他回来美国之前一周。
One week before he came back to America.
突然间就被送到了急诊室里头。
And all of a sudden he was sent to emergency.
到现在有差不多一个月的时间。
It's almost one month.
他一个礼拜要洗三次肾。
He has to have a kidney dialysis three times a week.
他基本上不能自己呼吸。
And then he can't breathe on his own.
他也不能吃东西。
And he can't eat.
这一切发生的那样的突然。
And then it's all how sudden.
我们弟兄他没有想。
And then our brother never expect.
就是我们认识他的弟兄姐妹，我们怎么样也不会想到这样的事情会发生在我们弟兄身上。
No one can expect such thing happen to him.
弟兄姐妹，我们的健康也并不是一个稳固的根基。
Our health is not a solid rock.
在诗篇第十一篇第三节告诉我们， 根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么？
In Psalm, it tells us, if the foundation are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
我们都是因信被神称义的人。
We all are justified, by God.
我们也是神所建造的房屋。
We are the house that God built.
然而神是要在一个稳固不动摇的根基上面来建造我们。
But God will build us up on this solid foundation.
什么是这个根基呢？
What is this foundation?
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗他认识神建造的这个。
And then an Apostle Paul, he understand the foundation.
当保罗与神同工在建来建造哥林多教会的时候。
When Paul co-worked with God and to build up God's church in Corinth.
Corinth.在哥林多前书第三章他说那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督此外没有人能立别的根基。
In 1 Corinthians he said, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督就是神建造教会唯一的根基。
The Lord is the only foundation that's for God to build up his church.
当保罗面临教哥林多教会有种种不同的问题的时候。
When Paul faced all kinds of problems at the church of Corinth.
他说我曾定的主意在你们中间我不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He told them, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这在哥林多前书第二章第二节。
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
早晨我们就盼望和弟兄姐妹从以斯拉记第三后半我们来认识这个圣殿的根基。
And then this morning I hope that we will understand this foundation through Ezra.
来看教会建造的另一个重要的属灵原则。
And then I will see the spiritual principle of church, building up a church.
在神永远的心意里头，他基督是他工作唯一的根基。
In God's eternal will, Christ is the only foundation of his work.
换句话说，神在基督以外没有工作。
In another word, God has no work outside of Christ.
神在基督以外没有任何的建造。
God has no other building work other than Christ.
所以一切所要做的都是在基督里面做成的。
All God wants to do is in Christ.
这就是根基的意义。
That is the meaning of foundation.
在旧约里头有一幅关于这个根基的一幅图画。
In Old Testament, there's a picture of this foundation.
以赛亚书第二十八章，以赛亚，所以主耶和华如此说。
In Isaiah chapter 28, it says the Lord.
他说看哪。
It's a behold.
弟兄姐妹，这是神要我们留意的一件事情。
And this is what God wants us to pay attention.
我在锡安放一块石头作为根基。
I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation.
是试验过的石头。
A tested stone.
是稳固根基。
A sure foundation.
它是宝贵的房角石。
A precious cornerstone.
信靠的人必不着急。
And whoever believes, will not act hastily.
在诗篇118篇进一步的来让我们看见这块石头。
In Psalm 118 tells us in a further way.
他说这块石头呢是匠人所弃的石头。
He said, this stone,That the builder rejected.
然而这块石头却成了房角的头块石头。
But this rejected stone became the cornerstone.
主的话，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中为稀奇。
And then the Lord's words, this will amaze us because this is what the Lord has done.
这里就说到主耶稣第一次来到世上所成就的事情。
This is talking about the Lord come the first time he came to earth and what he accomplished.
所以这个根基呢，它是试验过的。
This foundation has tested.
我们知道主来到地上33年的时间。
We know the Lord lived on earth 33 years.
在33年时间里头，他经过各样的试验。
In this 33 years, he was tested in many ways.
他也经过了魔鬼撒旦的各样的试探。
And then he was tested by Satan, the temptation of by Satan, yeah.
然而他都胜过了。
But he overcome all.
我们的主他是那个被试验过的石头。
And he is the stone that has been tested.
而且呢他是稳固的根基。
And he is the firm condition.
我们知道当主他在地上他面向耶路撒冷的时候他面如坚石。
We know when he to Jerusalem, his face like a flint.
就是说到我们的主在地上的时候他向着父神的心意面如坚石。
And it means, to the will of God, and then his face like a flint.
他为着父神的旨意他是坚持到底。
For the will of God, he insists to the end.
他丝毫不妥协。
He will not compromise.
不管人用各方各面的力量要叫他的脸稍微转一下。
And then no matter man will by all means try to let him turn his face a little bit.
然而我们看见我们的主向着父神的旨意他丝毫不动摇。
And then, but we know our Lord will not turn his face into just towards the will of God.
他在地上来成就父神的旨意。
And he is accomplished the will of God on earth.
所以我们看见我们的主在地上，他是那稳固的根基。
We know our Lord when he lives on earth, he is the solid foundation.
这块石头呢，也是宝贵的。
And then this stone is precious.
父神心中唯一所喜悦的。
And he is the only one that pleased God.
在圣经里头让我们看见从天上三次有声音说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的。
The Bible tells us three times, and then the Father, tells us three times, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
弟兄姐妹我们如果稍微认识我们的主在父神的心中的那个宝贵。
If we know just a little bit and how precious our Lord is in the eyes of God,
同时我们看见父为了拯救我们他舍了他的爱。
And then meanwhile, we know because God, the Father loved us so much, and then he, forsake his begotten Son.
弟兄姐妹我们的心不能不爱我们的神。
And then our heart, how can our heart not love our Lord?
我们看见我们的主实在是父怀里那最宝贵的独生爱。
And then we see our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the precious Son in the bosom of the Father.
然而他却愿意把他舍了。
But the Father, for our sake, he will forsake his begotten Son.
所以这块头是宝贵的。
So this stone is very precious.
这块石头是可以信靠的。
And then we can rely on this stone.
主的话说，信靠他的必不着急。
And the Lord tells us, the one who trust on this stone will not strike in panic.
今天现代人的生活都是很着急的。
And then we all do things in rush.
我想今天早上可能弟兄姐妹来到聚会的路上也是很着急。
Maybe you rush to church this morning.
我们看见各样的事情都会影响到我们的安息。
And there's many things will affect our rest.
然后主的话说，信靠他的必不着急。
But the Lord says, who believes in him will not act hastily.
我们可以满有安息。
We will have full of peace.
让神在我们身上，也在我们中间来建造我们。
So that the Lord can build us up among us.
而这一切的神的建造，在这样一个根基上，他必不摇动。
And then building that is he built on his solid foundation will not be shaken.
这块石头也是匠人所弃的。
And this stone was rejected by the builder.
我们看见这样一块宝贵的石头是神所预备给他百姓的。
We know this precious stone that it is God prepared for his people.
当主来到地上的时候
When the Lord came to earth,
我们看见那些以为侍奉神的人弃绝我们的主。
And then we see those people who think they served God, they rejected the Lord.
就连那使徒保罗原来叫扫罗的他也在那里逼迫那信奉耶稣的人。
Even the Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, he persecuted the Lord.
然而这位钉十字架的耶稣
But Jesus Christ who were crucified on the cross,
他虽然是匠人所弃的
even the builder rejected him,
然而神却用他来成为那建造房屋的头块房角石。
But God used him becomes the cornerstone of his build a building.
所以我们看见我们的主，他就是那一块贵的石头。
We see our Lord is that precious stone.
他是那一块被试验过的石头。
And he has been tested.
他是神建教会那稳固的根基。
And he is the solid foundation that for God to build his church.
他是我们可以信靠的。
And then he is the one that we can rely on.
他是不会被震动的。
He will not be shaken.
他是不会失败的。
He will not fail.
所以愿意今天我们 在神手中的建造也能够是在这一刻，在这一个稳固的根基上。
May all this building work is we will build up on this solid foundation.
它不仅是神建造稳固的根基。
It's not only the solid foundation of building.
他也是神所建造的标准和尺度。
And he is on, he also is the standard and the measurement of God's building.
就是教会的建造，所有的建造都必须要照着基督来建造。
All the building up work of church will be based on this standard.
今天这是圣灵的工作。
Today is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在教会中来衡量教会建造的工作是不是在这个根基上面。
And then the Holy Spirit will measure our work if our works is based on this foundation.
圣灵来衡量教会的建造是不是照着基督为标准为尺度。
And then the Holy Spirit will measure our work if it's according to the standard of Christ.
为什么他是教会建造的这个标准呢？
And why he is the standard of a church building?
因为基督是永远不改变。
Because Christ never changed.
希伯来书第十三章告诉我们，耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
In Hebrews chapter 3, it tells us Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and then future.Tomorrow, it never changes.
弟兄姊妹，只有这位不改变的主，他能够作为神建造教会的那个标准。
Only this unchanging Lord can be the standard of God's building.
我就用一个例子好了。
I'll take an example.
弟兄姊妹，早上可能都是开 highway, 开高速来到聚会里头。
And this morning you might drive on highway to come to the gathering.
比方说，你开在59上面。
You drive on Highway 59.
你看它上面写的一个时速限制65 miles.
And then the speed limit is 65 miles per hour.
那你就开60.
And then you drive 60 miles.
你开61好，你就开61.
Okay, just 61 miles.
没有问题。
No problem.
然后明天呢，你要去上班呢，你还是开这条59公路。
And then tomorrow on the way to work, you still drive on Highway 59.
你还是开61英里。
And then you still drive 61 miles per hour.
就警察把你拦下来了。
And then the police stop you.
他说你超速，要给你一张 ticket.
And then you say you are over the speed limit and give you a ticket.
你说我开61英里怎么超速呢？
And then you say, how come I over speed because I'm driving 61 miles per hour?
警察说你看今天的那个时速限制是60。
Oh, the police says today's speed limit is 60.
他改了。
We just changed.
你看如果这个标准啊它不是永远一样的话。
If the standard is not the same.
兄弟姐妹这个就没有办法存到永远。
The building work won't last.Forever.
只有我们的主他不改变。
Only our Lord never changed.
神建造教会那一个标准。
So he is the standard for God to build up his church.
所以在启示录第十一章和第二十一章那里给我们看见有一个丈量的标准。
In Revelation chapter 11 and 21, it tells us a standard of measuring.
在那里有一根苇子，第十一章。
In chapter 11, there is a reed.
在二十一章呢，有一根金苇子。
In chapter 21, there is a golden measure rod.
所以我们看见，不管是这一根苇子，或者这一根金苇子呢，它都说明了是基督作为那丈量的标准。
No matter is that red or is that golden measuring rod, it talks about Christ is the standard.
这苇子是今天圣灵来丈量我们的一个标准。
The red is what.The Holy Spirit will measure us today.
这苇子是非常软弱的。
The red is very soft.
他就说出了神的怜悯。
It talks about God's mercy.
神知道我们的。
God knows our weaknesses.
他今天不是用一个完全的绝对标准来丈量我们。
He didn't measure us with a high standard.
他乃是在神的怜悯里头，他还是按着基督来丈量我们。
And then, but Under His mercy in Christ, and then He measures.
这是我们都常常体会到的。
That's what we all experience.
虽然我们在神的面前一次一次的软弱。
Even though we fail, time after time.
那圣灵一次一次的来把我们恢复到基督的标准里头。
And then the Holy Spirit restores us in the standard of Christ.
将来到了永世里头。
In eternity.
天使就要用金苇子来丈量一切神的建造。
Angel will will measure all the work by that golden measuring rod.
金就说到了神的性情。
Gold talks about God's divine nature.
所以将来在神勇士他工作完成了之后，那所有的标准都必须是完全照着神情来丈量的。
In eternity, after he accomplished all his work, the measurement falling to that perfect.
基督也是神建造的那个尺度。
Christ is also the measurement of God's building.
在以西结书第四十章那边，让我们看见有一个丈量的尺度呢，有两个丈量尺度，一个是麻绳，一个是丈量的杆。
In Ezekiel chapter 40, there is two measurement. One is the line of a flax. The other one is a measuring rod.
这个绳子呢，就是要丈量那个比较大的范围。
The line of a flax is to measure a far distance. Yeah.
这个杆呢，就丈量这个比较短的距离。
The measuring rod is for short distance.
所以无论这个麻绳也好，无论这丈量的杆也好，也都是指明。基督是这丈量的尺度。
And no matter is the line of a flax or the measuring rod, it's talking about Christ is the standard.
这就说出了在我们生活当中大小的事情也都要根据基督来作为那个尺度。
It's talking about in our life, no matter is minor major things, and Christ is the standard.
这时候我们基督徒觉得这个大事哈，我们必须要像主耶稣。
And sometimes as Christians, we will say in the major things will be like Our Lord.
我们在家里面夫妻讲话呢，随便一点没有关系。
And then at house, if we talk between husband and wife, we can take as a minor.
弟兄姐妹，不是这样子的。
It's not like that.
今天神在我们生活当中的每一样大小的事情，他仍然是按着基督来作为尺度来衡量我们。
No matter minor or major things, Lord will measure us according to His standard.
就是当我们说了一句话。
Even one sentence from us.
圣灵都要在里头提醒我们，这句话说的不像基督。
And then the Holy Spirit will remind us what we said is not like Christ.
从姐妹，今天圣灵就是住在我们里面的这位圣灵，就是在这样生活当中来建造神的教会。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in us, it's remind us he will build us like.His temple.
只有基督才能够成为这教的那个标准和
尺度。Only Christ
is
the standard and the measurement of the building of work.
像我们要从当日神的百姓回到耶路撒冷之后，他们如何来建造神的殿，我们来认识几方面的属灵原则。
And then now let's talking about the spiritual principles according to.Back then, and how God's people returned to Jerusalem and built up.
我们知道，在第一次的归回，所罗巴伯带领神的百姓在那里来重新立神殿的根基。
You know that the first time they're returning, Zerubbabel, and then he lead all the people, and then they re-establish the foundation.
我们知道，所罗巴伯所立的这个殿的根基呢，相较于昔日所罗门王那时候所立殿的根基是相差太远了。
You know the foundation that Zerubbabel built, it's far less than when King Solomon built.
因为呢，客观的和环境实在是没有得比。
Because it's everything is inferior than what Solomon did.
先知哈该在哈该书里面却这么说：这殿后来的荣耀要大于先前的荣耀。
But in the book of Haggai, it says, this later temple shall be greater than the former temple.
这并不是指着后来希律王花了46年所建的那个非常雄壮宏伟的圣殿所说的。
This is not referred to later on the King Herod built up and spent 46 years and to build a splendor temple.
这殿后来荣耀之所以更大，乃是因着是指着基督的身体所说的。
This greater Glory, it means the body of Christ.
在约翰福音第二章，主就回答犹太人说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要重新建起来。”
In John chapter 2, Lord tells to the Jews, and then you destroy this temple, and in days I will raise it up.
耶稣说这话，并不是希律王所建的那个殿。
He said this is not meant to the temple that King Herod built.
他乃是指着他自己的身体。
It refers to his own body.
所以我们今天 想到我们在这里一同与神同工来建造他的教会。
And when we think about we are co-workers with God to build up His church.
它的关键还是在于这里的建造能不能成为主同在的一个地方。
The key is this building is that it can be the dwelling place of God's presence.
就是我们在这里的聚集。能不能成为神彰显他荣耀的一个地方
？Is this this place our gathering can be and can be manifest God's glory？
这还不在乎聚会是大是小。
It is not up to the size of the gathering。
我们知道今天有些聚会比我们远远大得多。
We know some gathering is much larger than ours。
那个不是我们所追求的。
But that's not what we pursue。
我们所追求的乃是神的心意。
What we pursue is God's。
我看重的乃是我们这里的建造是不是在这根基上
What we emphasize is our building if it's built on his foundation
是不是在基督的根基上面来建造
If we build on the foundation of Christ
弟兄姐妹我们在这里的建造和追求并不是在于我们要追求大或是要追求小
Our building or our pursuing is not up to what we do or the size, the work what we do
我们不是要追求人多或是人少。
It's not up to how many people come.
我想可能不会有人弟兄你们要追求人少。我们一般比较喜欢追求人多。
I know no one will pursue we have less people come, we all want more people come.
当然大小多少不是重点。
And the point is not about the size and not about how many people come.
重点乃是我们的建造是不是叫这个聚会能够满有主的同在。
The key point is if our building of the of our work of building has the presence of God.
我们在这里的建造和追求，是不是能带进神丰满的见证
？Is our work of building and we can bring can ashes in the presence, the testimony of the Lord.
我们知道江守道老弟兄他今年100岁了。
We know Brother Stephen Wong, he's 100 years old.
最近有机会听到他提到他早期在上海开始聚会的时候他还是交大的一个学生。
Recently I heard that at his early age when he was a college student at Shanghai Transportation University.
他提到神如何带领他和其他几位弟兄姐妹他们七个人在上海那里有一个简单的一个波饼聚会。
And he mentioned at that time and how God lead only seven of them has a little scale of communion service.
他说虽然他们只有七个人
，Even though they only have seven people.
然而当他们在那里一同波饼纪念主的时候 ，But 聚会里头满了主的同在。
But breaking up the bread and then the presence of the Lord is it was there.
因为聚集。乃是在基督的各方面所聚集的。
Because that gathering is on the foundation of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们在这里，我们与神同工所建造的，也是能够在基督的根基上来建造。
And I hope what we build is based on the foundation.
好像人来到我们中间的时候，他们真是能够感受到神的同在。
So that when people come among us, they will see the presence of God among us.
好像人看见我们的时候，他们能够看见主丰满的见证。
And then when people see us, they will see the testimony of the Lord through us.
第二方面，我们看到那时候回到耶路撒冷来建造圣殿的人呢，他们是如何的配搭在一起
？And secondly, we will see how people they edify each other when they build up the temple.
这里我们看见他们就把银子给石匠、给木匠。
And then we see they gave money, silver to masons and carpenters.
我们知道银子在圣经当中乃是预表的救恩。
We know silver or money it represents the salvation of God.
就看见说。神得救人数加给教会。
And then we see God and then make more give add numbers to His church.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人呢，都是教会中那建造的材料。
And then each of us who were saved, we are the material to build up the temple.
为这个建造呢，神也给教会呢有那不同的恩赐。
For this building work, God gave His church a different gifts.
就有石匠，也有木匠。
There are masons and carpenters.
那我们知道石匠呢，就是要雕刻石头。
We know the masons they will sculpt stones.
那木匠呢，就是要来雕削这个木头。
And the carpenters, they will carve wood.
所以我们看见在教会的建造里头啊，这个有许多石头，有许多木头。
You see, in the building of the work of the building of a church, we have many stones and woods.
可能在我们你在你身上呢，可能也有石头的部分，也有木头的部分。
Maybe in you, you have the part of the stone and wood.
你圣经的确告诉我们，我们都是活石。
And then because it tells us we are the living stone.
从福音书里面，主也给我们看见，我们也是像树一样，我们也都是木头。
And then in Gospels and tells us we were like the wood, we like trees, we're wood.
所以今天主就把我们呢交给教会中的那个石匠和木匠来制作，来雕削。
So the Lord and just put us in the church, so let the masons and carpenters work on us.
叫我们能够百节各按各职，按着个体的功用来一同建造这个神的教会。
So that the whole body join and knit together, and then we are calling to the edifying of the work.
所以你看，我不知道弟兄姐妹你们有没有这种感觉？我想用这个例子好了。很多时候呢，姐妹觉得说，我们家弟兄啊，就像一块石头。
And sometimes a wife will say, my husband just like a stone.
那一般姐妹比较细腻一点嘛。
Because sisters are good in detail.
可能姐妹比较像是木匠一样。
So the sisters may be like the carpenter.
木匠呢，就拿着这个雕刻木头的那个刀啊，是非常细致的。
So the carpenters, they will use the knife to carve things in detail.
所以就发现啊，这个木匠呢，用这个雕刻木头的刀啊，雕刻这个石头，雕刻半天呢，它还是不行的。
The carpenters would now use knife to sculpt a stone. It won't work.
结婚了八年、十年。
You get married 8 or 10 years.
这石头还是像原来的一样。
The stone will remain the same.
我们就很灰心。
Then we will despair.
但不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
神给教会啊，有石匠。
And then God gave His church a mason.
有些弟兄啊，他是做石匠的，他有这个功用。
Some brother has the function as a mason.
这无论是再怎么坚硬、再怎么大的石头，在他手中啊，两三下，这个石头就成型了。
No matter how hard this or how it's you can shape the stone, but the mason can do.
弟兄姐妹，所以有些时候你就要把一些难处啊，要跟弟兄姐妹有点交通。
Sometimes you need fellowship your hardships to brothers and sisters.
因为神在他的教会里头，他预备了各样恩赐和。
Because God prepared all kinds of gifts at His church.
我们彼此相助。
So that will help each other.
我身上的石头就需要借着另外一位石匠哈、啊、来雕削雕削。
The stone in me it needs a mason to sculpt.
所以你做石匠的人啊，你就不太适合去雕削那个木头。
A mason will now do the carpenter's job.
因为你手比较粗，比较重。
Because you kind of do things more roughly.
有时候两三句话就把这个木头给伤了。
And then sometimes probably say something and you will hurt the wood.
弟兄姐妹就不来聚会了。
And then brothers and sisters will not come to the gathering.
我还不知做石匠的还不知道怎么回事。
The mason even don't know.What's wrong?
所以盼望我们在主的恩典里头，我们都能够认识在基督的教会里头呢，我们来尽我们的功用。
And then in the work of the Lord, and then let us to fulfill our function.
我们也能够彼此的配搭在一起。
We will edify each other.
好叫这个教会的建造呢，能够早日的完成。
And so that the work of the building will be accomplished early.
另一方面，告诉我们说，他们就把粮食、酒和油呢，供应给西顿人还有国人。
And on the other hand, and give food, drink, and oil to the people in Sidon and Tyre.
这就说到教会呢，传福音给外邦人。
It's talking about the church share gospel to Gentiles.
是不是每次我们传福音啊，总是要预备一些油，预备一些食物，预备一些我们没有预备酒。
Isn't that each time when we share gospel, we will prepare food and drinks?
但是反正就是意思就是说呢，我们盼望借着传福音呢，能够为教会的建造得着一些材料。
And then what I mean is, each time we would like to, the church will receive materials to build up the church.
我们知道传福音是主给教会的一个大使命。
We know it is a great mission to share gospel that is from God.
然而我们却不是为了传福音而传福音。
But we're not sharing gospel for the sake of sharing gospel.
当我们在传福音给福音朋友们的时候
，When we share gospel to gospel friends，
我们心里面必须是清楚的。
We have clear in our hearts.
我们祷告也必须是。明确的。
Our prayer has to be on purpose.
盼望这些本来不认识主的人，他们因着神的救恩，能够成为神建教会的 一些材料。
We hope our God, and they will receive the Lord, and then becomes the material of building up God's church.
感谢主，在当末聚会这里，弟兄姐妹常常的同心合意的来兴旺福音。
And then I thank the Lord that at Dumbo, and brothers and sisters, we will share gospel.
盼望我们在传福音的时候，我们不要单单的传那得好处的福音。
And I hope when we share gospel with people, we will not just share them something just good for ourselves.
我们不仅盼望福音朋友们他们能够蒙恩得救，不用下地狱，将来可以上天堂。
We hope not only the gospel friends will receive salvation, will not go to hell.
我们为他们的祷告，还是盼望他们能够在蒙恩得救以后，在神的教会里成为那建造的材料。
We will pray for them, and after they were saved, they will become the material to build up God's church.
并且盼望将来他们属灵生命渐渐成长之后，他们也能够成为在神教会当中功用的一个。石匠或是木匠。
We will be that after they grow up in the spiritually, they can fulfill their function.
最后一方面，我们看见这些回归到耶路撒冷建造神殿的人，他们是全体的一同参与这个建造的工程。
And then lastly, we see all those people who return to Jerusalem is all the people participate in this work of building.
也就是说，今天的话说，每一位蒙恩得救的神的儿女。都应当参与这教会建造的工程。
In other words, each single of us, we need participate in the work of build up God's church.
或许有人要问，我刚刚蒙恩得救啊，那我能够做什么呢？
Maybe someone will mean, I'm just saved. What I can do?
弟兄姐妹，我们知道教会也是神的家。
We know the church is the house of God.
今天你既然成为神家里的一份子。
Since you are one of the member of God's household,
当有弟兄姐妹也好，或是福音也好，从外地来到我们中间。
And then when there is brothers or gospel friends come us from other state,
我们岂不应该热切的来欢迎他们，接待他们吗？
Then should we show our hospitality to them?
这是我们每一个人都可以做的。
We all can do such thing.
另外还有一件更重要的事情。
More important.
其实教会的建造是从我们的家庭开始。
And the build-up of the church, it starts from our household.
特别是在我们当中做父母亲的弟兄姐妹们。
Especially brothers and sisters as parents.
我们看见神把我们的孩子托付给我们。
We know God entrusted the children to us.
弟兄姐妹，就像把银子交给木匠石匠一样。
It is like he passed the silver to masons and carpenters.
我们岂不应当与神同工来建造我们的孩子吗？
Should we co-work with God and then to build up our children?
我相信我们每一个做父母亲的，我们每一天都是在建造我们的孩子。
I believe as parents, we build up our children every day.
问题，我们是把他们建造在什么根基？
The problem is we build on what foundation?
我们是在基督的根基上来建造他们呢，还是我们是在流沙的地位上来建造他们？
Do we build them up on the foundation of Christ or on the sinking sand?
弟兄姐妹，有一天我们的孩子他们都要长大。
One day our children will grow up.
他们有一天很快就要离开父母亲，可能到别的地方去念大学或去工作。
One day they will leave parents and go to other states to go to college or work.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们的孩子，神托管给我们的孩子，他们从世界的眼光来看是非常有成就的。
Maybe our children is very successful in the eyes of the world.
他们可能做了很好的职业。
Maybe they have a wonderful career.
他们可能在一个很好的公司里头来服务。
Maybe they serve in the best company.
然而，他们却离开了主。
Unfortunately, what if they departed from the Lord?
弟兄姐妹，你的心会引以为傲吗？
Will you be proud of them?
想到将来我们在主的面前，我们如何交账？
Do we think of how we can hand over our account to the Lord?
弟兄姐妹，所以我们必须要注意，今天我们在建造、建立孩子的事情上，我们的根基是什么？
We need to pay attention on what foundation we build up our children.
今天如果我们是照着世界的标准，
If we build them up according to the standard of the world,
我们照着我们邻居朋友他们如何养育孩子，我们也同样的来这样养育孩子。
We will do the same way as our neighbors or our friends.
弟兄姐妹，那些根基都是流沙。
all those foundation are sinking
soon. 很快都要被震动。
It will be shaken soon.
所以我们必须要彼此的提醒。
We have to remind each other.
我们盼望能够将我们的孩子建立在基督磐石的根基上。
I hope we will build up our children on the foundation of Christ.
如果我们不知道说那我们当时做什么呢
？We don't know what to do with our children.
什么叫做把孩子建立在磐石根基上呢
？What do you mean to put children on the foundation of Christ？
感谢主，在聚会里头，主为我们预备了一些属灵的弟兄姐妹们。
I praise the Lord. God has prepared the spiritual brothers and sisters among us.
就像在以斯拉记里头看到说，他们就派那二十岁以外的利未人来监督管理神殿建造的工作。
In Ezra, we see they appointed Levites 20 years old and older to supervise the building of the house of the Lord.
这利未人就说到说，他们是一般站在神心意这一边的人。
Levites are a group of people and they stand with God.
他们是为着神的心意而服侍的。
And they serve by the will of God.
二十岁就说到属灵生命年日的一个成熟。
And then 20-year-old it means the spiritual maturity.
所以我们感谢神，在今天神教会的建造上面，神为我们一些属灵生命比较成熟的弟兄姐妹。
We thank the Lord that He prepares spiritual the mature brothers and sisters in spiritual among us.
他们对主的心意是比较认识的。
They know the God's heart's desire.
他们在生活当中，他们是一般学习过背十字架跟从主的人。
Then they are the group of people who learned the lesson to took their cross and follow them.
兄姐妹，这是神给教会建造宝贵的一些资源。
And those are the good resources to build up God's temple.
我们要懂得如何来善用这些的资源
？We need know how to use those resources.
我们必须要能够来知道说，我们怎么样来寻求在教会当中那些负责服事的弟兄姐妹们的帮助。
And then we need to seek the helps from those responsible brothers.
比方说，我们盼望能够在基督根基上面来建立我们的孩子。
For example, we hope that we can build up our children on the foundation of Christ.
那我们不知道该怎么做。
Christ, and we don't know what to do.
或是我们在建造的当遇见了一些困难，还有拦阻。
All during the building, the working up, and we have a hindrance and hardships.
那我们就可以和主日学的老师们有一些的交通
，and we can fellowship with Sunday teachers，
和他们一同来到主面前来祷告
，and then we will pray before the Lord，
为着主所托付给我们的孩子来祷告
，and then we will pray for our children which is God entrusted them to us。
那当主借着这些老师们给我们有一些的劝勉和提醒的时候
，and then when the teachers give us suggestions or encouragement.
这些的提醒若是出于主的
Oh, if those reminders are from the Lord.
那我们就要好好的听从。
And then we should listen and obey.
不是听了就算了。
It is not you just listen and let go.
我们听了以后回去，我们要有一些具体的行动。
After we heard, and then we go back, we have to put it into practice.
比方说弟兄姐妹勉励我们说，要每天和孩子们一同来读主的话。
For example, brother and sister encourage us, we need to read Bible with our children daily.
这的确是出于主的。
This is from the.
那回去以后，我们就能够和我们的孩子每天来读主的话语。
And after church, and then we will do so accordingly.
那如果你发现说，主日学老师的交通呢，好像不能够帮助你。
And if you think the fellowship with the Sunday school teacher will not help you,
你觉得这个帮助好像还不够的话呢？感谢主，给教会也有预备了一些负责的弟兄们。
Or you think the help from the Sunday school teacher is not enough, but praise the Lord, we have responsible.
当然我们知道聚会里的负责弟兄们都是很忙
We know the responsible brothers are busy
但就是再忙呢我相信他们也愿意来帮助你们
No matter how busy they are I believe they are willing to help you
来帮助你们能够在基督磐石的根基上面来建立你们的孩子
To help you that you are able to build up your children on the foundation of Christ
弟兄姐妹我们看见这乃是按着神的心意能够在这根基上面来建立教会的一个配搭
And this is the work and then to build up our children to the heart desire of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要呼求我们的主。
We need cry out to our Lord.
我们要向神祷告。
We need pray to our God.
求神救我们脱离那不冷不热的光景。
And then may God take us out of the lukewarm condition.
求神拯救我们，从把我们从那不关心神心意的里头拯救出来。
May He deliver us from that we do not care His business.
叫我们能够看见神今天在呼召我们。与他同工来建造他的教会。
Let us to see that God is calling us to be the co-worker of Him and to build up His church.
这从我们的家开始。
It starts from our household.
特别是我们做父母亲的。
Especially as us as parents.
我们常常关心孩子的学业。
We often care about our children's schoolwork.
我们也关心我们孩子身体的成长。
We care about their body growth.
那我们是不是关心他们的救恩呢？
But do we care about their spirit?
我们是不是关心他们属灵生命的情形呢？
Do we care about spiritual condition?
当我们还来到聚会当中，
When we come to the congregation,
他们对主的话语
for the
完全不感兴趣。
If our, what if our children is not interested in the word of God?
兄姐妹，我们心里面是不是有一个沉重的负担？
Do we have a heavy burden for them?
我们会不会来到主的面前来昼夜为他们祷告？
Do we come before the Lord and we pray for our children day and night?
兄姐妹，教会的建造是你我每一个蒙恩儿女们的责任。
To building up a church is the responsibility of you and I.
我们需要求主来怜悯我们。
And may Lord have mercy upon us.
来为我们补回那从前蝗虫蚂蚱所吃掉的光阴。
So we will make up the time which is took away by locusts.
让我们一同来建造神的教会。
Let us come together, build up the church of God.
我们看见在当时，当他们匠人立神殿的根基的时候。
And then back then, when those builders to lay the foundation of the temple of God,
他们祭司都穿上礼服。
All priests are in their vestment.
这就说到披戴基督。
That is to call we wear Christ.
我们在神中各样的服饰，我们都需要披戴基督。
And all our services at church, we need clothed with Christ.
我们不是要显露我们的肉体。
We will not reveal our flesh.
我们乃是要彰显基督的荣美。
But manifest the glory and beauty of Christ.
他们也在那里赞美神。
And then they are the priests are praise the Lord.
这就显出他们信心的凭据。
And then that is the evidence of their faith.
虽然今天我们的孩子可能还是不听话。
Even though our children is not obedient.
虽然今天我们的孩子可能还没有蒙恩得救。
Even maybe our children is not saved.
但是我们从信心里头，我们要向神发出赞美。
But we will praise the Lord.
我们相信神在我们中间，他建造他的教会。
We believe that the Lord will build up His church.
所以我们看见在那里呢，在殿的根基立定的时候。
When the foundation of the temple was established.
圣经告诉我们，他们当中老人大声的哭嚎。
And then the Bible tells those seniors they wept aloud.
因为他们看过从前所罗门所建殿的是一个雄伟的那个状况。
Because they have seen the splendor temple that is King Solomon built.
今天看到他们今天所立这个殿的根基，实在相差甚远。
And then even though the foundation they just is blessed today, and it's far and less than what King Solomon did.
然而我相信他们心里面也是很感恩。
I know, and then they were very thankful.
但在这样一个错综复杂的心情里头，他们在那里大声的哭嚎。
In this complex passion, and they wept aloud.
他们为着神的见证，为着神的家，他们有感觉。
For the testimony, for the house of God, and then they have passion.
在那里，少年人呢大声欢呼。
The young people shouted for joy.
因为他们从来没有见过圣殿。
Because they never seen the temple of God.
就是他们一生当中第一次看见神殿的根基立定在那里。
This is their first time they saw the foundation of God's temple was built.
虽然他们年纪还
even though they were young.
然而他们在那里大声的欢呼。
And then, but they shouted for joy.
在我们当中，感谢主，今天有少年人。
And then it's like us today, and we have young people.
我不知道他们对于神教会的建造，他们的感觉是如何。
I don't know how do they feel about the building up the God's church.
所以你们这是我们祷告的一个方向。
But that is the direction for us to pray.
盼望在我们中间的少年人。
I hope all the young people among us.
他们对于神教会的建造，他们也有负担。他们也有感觉。
And I hope they will feel that they have the burden of the building of God's church.
他们也能够认识神在这根基上所建造的。
And then they will understand that's God's building work.
所以在我们中间，我们会能够看见 那样的一个景况。
And then we will see and then such thing happen among us.
老人大声哭嚎。
And then senior people wept loud.
少年人大声的欢呼。
And then young people shout for joy.
无论这根基或大或小。
No matter this foundation is it's small or big.
只要这个根基是基督。
And then unless this foundation is Christ.
只要这个建造是基督。
Unless this building work is Christ.
我们就欢呼。
And then we will shout.
赞美。
And then we praise.
弟兄姐妹，这就是今天神在我们中间所要建造的工作。
And then brothers and sisters, this is a building work that God will accomplish among us.
圣经告诉我们，当众人大声呼喊的时候，这个声音呢就传到远处。
The Bible tells us when all those people have made a loud voice, and those sound was heard far away.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们中间，当有更多弟兄姐妹起来关心神教会的建造。
If there's more brothers and sisters rise up and then to care about the building of God's church.
当主在我们中间能够兴起更多的弟兄姐妹，包括少年人，他们起来关心神家的建造。
And then when people rise up, more people, include young people, it will care about the building of God's church.
弟兄姐妹，这个见证就传到远处。
The testimony will go far away.
主的同在就充满在我们聚会当中。
And God's presence will be filled among us.
就是远处的人也能够听见，他们也会看见。
People will hear, see even from far.
特别一同的愿意来到我们中间，一同为着神教会的建造，能够尽他们的一份。
And then they will come and then fulfill their function as the material building of God's church.
弟兄姐妹，这是神今天向所有属他儿女们所发出的呼召。
And then this is a calling that God for all His people.
愿我们听见神呼召的人。
May the people who heard his calling.
我们都从心里头来答应神的呼召。
And from bottom of our heart, we will answer his calling.
我们都起来回到神心意里头，来与他同工，来建造他荣耀的教会。
We will rise up and then return to the heart, his heart desire, and to build up his work.
在主回来之前。
May the returning of the Lord.
主能够在我们中间得着一个他同在的一个器皿。
And then become his returning, he will gain his vessel.
愿主的同在常常与同在一起。
May his presence be with us.
好叫主在这里能够彰显他自己的见证。
So that the Lord will manifest his testimony.
他能够在我们中间得着一个安息的居所。
And then he will receive a resting place.
这是神的心意。
That is the heart desire of God.
他愿意与我们同在。
He is willing to dwell among us.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
And then let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，因着你的心意从来没有改变。
Lord, we thank you because your heart desire never changes.
主，你从前如何呼召那属你的百姓回到耶路撒冷重建你的圣殿。
And then how you call your people return to Jerusalem to rebuild your temple.
主，今天你也呼召你所爱的儿女们回到你的心意里头，在基督的根基上来与你同工建造你的教会。
And then so do today, you call your children and then return to your heart desire and then we will be co-worker with you to build up your church.
主，愿你的爱来激励我们。
May your love compels us.
主，愿你常常向我们发出爱的声音。
And may you have your speak with your mercy.
主，叫我们都起来。
May all rise up.
主，我们真是能够在你的心意里头来一同建造。
And then we will edify each other in your heart's desire.
我们何等盼望在你回来之前。
How we hope that before you return.
你能够在我们中间得着一个居所。
And then you will receive dwelling place among us.
你能够在我们中间得着一个见证。
And then you will receive the testimony among us.
主，好叫我们成为一般预备等候你回来的人。
So we will become the people who wait for your return.
愿你恩待我们。
May you have mercy upon us.
听我们祷告。奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.